Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Edayos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachet Afayin Yerzivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. Now, the previous Mishnah we discussed Yachid V'Rabim, how we always paskin like the Rabim. But the reason why we mentioned the opinion of the Yachid is that later on a Bezin could actually go like that Yachid. But now Amar Rehuda says Im Kain. If that's so, Lamaskin Devar Yachid Ben Merubin Lavatala. Why do we mention the individual's opinion among the Merubin if it's for no good reason? And this is referring to a situation where the opinion of that Yachid has no validity to it whatsoever, and therefore a bezin later on is never going to call and paskin like it. So why do we ever mention that Yachid's opinion? There's no point in it. And the answer is Shemi Emer HaAdam. If one day a person comes along and he says, Kachani Makobol, this is my Shita, this is my Kabbalah from my Rebbe, he told me that this is the Halacha, and it turns out that it's wrong, Yomer Loi, they'll be able to tell him, Kedivri Ish Pleni Shamata, you're hearing like that person. It's that individual's opinion, and that's really what your Kabbalah is like, and you're incorrect. If we never quoted that Divri Yachid, those words of that individual, so then this person might think that he's correct and that his Messiah from his Rebbe is the true one and everyone else is wrong. But now that we have this Divar Yachid that are quoted and clearly overruled by everyone else, we can now tell this person, look, you might think you have some sort of Messiah, this is the proper halacha, but it's clear over here, black on white, that you're wrong. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, here we're going to have Machlaikas not only Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but also Shammai as well. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel means the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, and we're going to see how Shammai himself doesn't agree to Beis Shammai. Now this has to do with Tumas Meis. We know that a corpse, a dead body, is the highest level of Tumah, and not only is it Metame B'Magu and Masa, if somebody touches it or carries it, it's also Metame B'Oihel, anything that's in the same room or under the same roof as this mace, as the corpse, is Tame Mace. And we're not talking about just a whole mace, it's also part of a mace. The question is how much? So Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai tells us, Roiv Atzomis Min Atzomim Bein Mishnayim Bein Mishloisha, that a quarter of a kaf of bones from a dead person, even from two or three dead people put together, as long as we have a quarter of a kaf of bones, that's going to be Tamei Ba'ayel. However, Beis Hillel argues and says, Roiv Atzomis Min HaGvia. It has to be a quarter of a kav of bones from only one body. Gvia means a body. It means it has to come from only one person. It can't be a combination of different people. And also, May Roiv HaBinyan or May Roiv HaMinyan. It has to be from the majority of the build of the person, meaning from the frame of the skeleton. That's where the bones have to come from. Or Roiv Minyan, which means the majority of the number of the bones in the skeleton. It's only then that these bones will be Tamei Tumas Ayel. If not, they'll just be Tamei regular Tumas Magen Masa, but not this very strong level of Tumas Oil. Now, Shammai argues, Afil Me'etzem Echad, even from one bone, a quarter of a kav of bones that comes even from one bone, that's Matam Ba'oil. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes with more Machlokes in, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Shammai as well weighing in. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.